Melbourne band The Pierce Brothers have just come off a big career high, scoring the number one Australian album on the ARIA chart earlier this month for their record Moonrise.
Woke up in the morning, I could see you looking back. I don't know how I got so old up in this bed.
Today, the folk rock duo, made up of twin brothers Jack and Pat Pierce, will be back where it all started, busking for loose change in the corner of Swanston and Collins Streets in the Melbourne CBD. But first, Pat Pierce joins us now. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, why do you do this? Why do you go back to busking?
It's nice to do. Like it's sort of where we came from, and it's a good thing to do at Christmas time, especially because we do a lot of over 18 shows, and a whole bunch of our fans are sort of growing up and have kids now. So it's something they can bring the kids to. It's free, you know. It's a nice little tradition to do at the end of each year.
Is it true busking, or is it more like a street concert?
I think it's these days. It's more like a street concert. We open up the thing, that some coins go in, and we end up just taking that and donating that to charity.
And do you earn a lot then, or do you earn less now than you used to do back in the day?
Yeah, probably less. I mean, we used to, like, we was at one point selling 100 to 200 CDs a day, which was wild, and we were a lot fitter at busking. It's kind of a whole different skill set, you know, so I think now it's just more of a fun thing. A lot of the people who will come down and see us already know us, you know, or they'll already be fans, so they might already have all the things. So, yeah, it's not really so much for the money thing, but it's more just a good way to sort of keep ourselves grounded and see the fans who might not be able to come to the big shows.
And you started off busking, you've had a number one album. Is that quite an unusual path?
You know, it's really not. The Bourke Street in Melbourne is actually quite the incubator for a lot of big artists. You know, you got Tash Sultana, Tones and I, the band Amistad, who are more based in Europe now. But, you know, you also had Passenger and Ed Sheeran busking on Bourke Street. Busking's a great way to start a career and sort of get in front of people and really mould how you play live and the stagecraft and all that. It's a really easy way to do it.
And what are some, give us an anecdote. I'm sure you've had some hairy experiences, you know, out in the public like that.
Yeah, you do. Like, you definitely get some characters, and we've had a couple where we've sort of had to stop and, you know, break up fights and things like that.
Break up fights?
We just had this one guy once who I think he was just, you know, he was on something, and then he came through and he was hassling people for money, and then in front of us and in front of this crowd started hassling this guy and grabbed him, so we had to stop and race over, and I sort of pushed him off, and I didn't really know how to tough talk, and I just said, "Don't touch him again or I'll touch you." And as it came out, I was like, that's not how you talk tough. Anyway, he left, and that always stuck with me.
Yeah, it's always easier to be wiser in retrospect in these moments, isn't it? Hopefully none of that today. This is Radio National Breakfast. I'm speaking with Pat Pierce, one half of the chart-topping folk rock duo, the Pierce Brothers. How big a deal was it for you to have Moonrise topping the ARIA album charts?
Look, it was a lot of work, and we were just blown away. Like we really, it was a second, there was a back-to-back number one for the album charts, like, but they had only just recently started doing trophies, the little Australian trophies for anyone who tops it, and we'd never gotten any trophy for music. So it was the whole, like, doing 9 shows in 1 week, it was just, you know, just to try and get that vindication. we're stoked. I think we were also lucky that we just picked a really good week to release. Like, I think the next week was like Nick Cave and Kai Minogue and stuff like that. So I think we just got very lucky.
And now that you're, I guess, a veteran, certainly very, very successful, any advice to any young musicians, any buskers just starting out?
Yeah, look, it's just practicing stagecraft is the biggest thing. So even this was a big thing for me to learn, but if you are jumping around and projecting that you're Freddie Mercury, then all people are going to see is Freddie Mercury. They're not going to see someone who's really nervous or anything inside, because they're only going to see what you present to them, which is someone with confidence and stuff like that. And you can use that in all walks of life. If you pretend to be a confident person, then you're going to be.
Fake it till you make it.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
There you go. We heard it there. Pat Pierce, good luck with the busking, and thanks so much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.